Flashes of attention. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, Flashes of Attention. We think we have dreams at night. And, truly, we do have dreams at night. But the dreams are not what we think they are. We think that dreams are thoughts about something that has happened during our day or that we would like to experience and looking forward to something. We think that dreams are an intuition into whatever is in our heart that we're thinking about. But truly, if we were to really be aware, and we can be, dreams are flashes of attention. When we put our body to sleep each night, or any time we do that, even in daydreams during the day, our body is not thought about. It is just doing its thing, and we are totally unaware of it and uncaring of it. So, as this happens, our mind goes on its journey. Our mind travels from dimension to dimension of consciousness. Now, the dimensions of consciousness are not always so grand as we think they might be, onto other levels of awareness, into other universes and planetary systems and so forth. Our dimensions of consciousness can be as simple as seeing ourselves at our lake cottage, enjoying sitting on the pier, and seeing the fish jumping in the evening. Or we can have a dimension of consciousness where we mentally travel off to visit our friends in some other place. Or we can be sitting in the living room and we can be hearing them speaking in the kitchen. And we can move in our dimension of consciousness into the kitchen and be right there with them and enjoy the conversation with them, watching what's going on in their eyes, seeing them talking, participating if we wish or not, depending upon the level that we want to place ourselves into that flash of attention, that flash of awareness. Now, how can you say that? Well, we think that dreams are actions that are going on in our mind or things that we are experiencing, and that happens only in our dream time. But when you stop and think, in the near-death experience we spoke of, the near-death experience makes a person have a flash of their entire life going through their mind in one fell swoop, in one second, in one instant. All technicolor, beautiful, fantastic. Now you say, but you don't dream in color. You dream in black and white. But this is a technicolor activity. This is a many-colored activity. It's not a dream. This is a flash of attention. This is like a video playing on your chip, and it plays onto your computer or wherever you plug it in. This is who we really are. It's always there, and we have that flash of attention, and we see all these things. And so it is that when we have the flash of attention of sitting in the kitchen speaking to our friends, or being at the lake, or being on some other planet, I like to take my friends to the planet of unconditional love because it's such a joyful and wonderful place to be. And I reveal it as we go along because it shows itself to me in my consciousness and I speak about it. I am there. I am doing it. But I am not where I was, although my body is where I was. I am in and on the planet of unconditional love, talking about that planet, sharing ideas of that planet. Now, where'd that come from? Those are flashes of attention in my universal beingness that are a dimension of time and space somewhere else. And really, the time is now and the space is now. So in this oneness, this allness, I experience these beautiful concepts. We have out-of-body journeys, and we call these out-of-body journeys out-of-body journeys. And they're just that, really. They are movements to other dimensions of time and space. They are movements to other dimensions of beingness, and it's kind of fun. And we can move to any dimension we want. Now, at this present moment, each one of us is living an infinite number of dimensions right now. Our beingness, our uniqueness, is on millions, perhaps billions, of dimensions. And we have the capacity to understand each of those dimensions right now if we choose. But if we choose to understand any of those dimensions, we are there and we are not here in our mind. If we choose to understand all the dimensions at once, then we don't understand any of them as an individual, only as a unique allness. The allness can only be understood as allness, and the uniqueness can only be understood as a uniqueness. There is no combination of the two that you can have, because one displaces the other, no matter when and how it is used or spoken about. Kind of an interesting idea. But I think if we can get this illusion in our thought, flashes of attention are what our dreams are. Flashes of attention of our activity on other dimensions of time and space in our being right now. All places here. So we are everywhere right now here. All time is here. So in every dimension of reality, we are there now in the allness of time. We are here. Now these are kind of heavy-duty type things to think about. But if you want to get into that aspect, if you want to understand your dreams, that's what they're all about. If you want to understand the dimensions of the universe, that's what it's all about. If you want to understand what's going on in the world and what part you're playing in it, that's what it's all about. My recommendation to me and to all in my world is to pay attention to the right now, to live in the now, not to wander off to other dimensions. Not to be concerned about what's going on. You'll do that unconsciously far too often. But right now you have the opportunity of taking your genius, your magnificence, and knowing what this world is that you live in right here, and delighting in this world that we live in right here, and being excited in the world that I live in right here, because it is wonderful. It is satisfying. It is uplifting. It is beautiful. Live in the now, because that's the only time we can live anyhow. And if we can put our thoughts, put our dreams, put our goals, put our aspirations in the now, they are all revealed in the now. And it's no longer a dream. It's no longer an aspiration or goal. It is reality in the now. And that is really what we're here on earth to do, to live in the now in the fullest accord that we can. We're not unaware of other dimensions. We're not unaware of these flashes of attention. But we live in the now, and we delight in the now, and we have the most exciting time being in the now. Join me in the now, because that's where we are. I love you. I love you. I love you.